Welcome to the BT Group PLC Notice of Meeting 2025. The 2025 AGM will be a combined online and physical meeting, hybrid meeting. It's important to us to provide all shareholders with the opportunity to join and participate in our AGM, wherever they're located and whatever their ability. Therefore, we'll prioritise making the online experience engaging, accessible and inclusive. And we strongly encourage shareholder to join the meeting that way. We'll hold our AGM in person at 1 Braham, 1 Braham Street, London, E1 8EE, and online at meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-630-023-411 at 2 PM on Thursday, 10th of July, 2025. We'll ask you to comply with any safety and security measures we put in place and will refuse entry if you do not comply with these. We believe it's important that those attending the meeting behave with courtesy and respect for others. Therefore, behaving in an abusive, derogatory or disruptive manner will not be tolerated at the meeting. Should you wish to attend the AGM in person, please ensure you register your intention to attend in advance via our website bt.com/AGM when you submit your vote online at shareview.co.uk or by ticking the box on your proxy card when returning it. If circumstances change that require us to adapt our proposed arrangements for the AGM, we will advise of this via our website bt.com/AGM. And, where appropriate, we may also notify shareholders by way of a stock exchange announcement. Chairman's Letter. Over the past year, we've been focused on transforming at pace to deliver exceptional customer experience and improved shareholder value. We've made significant progress with a refreshed corporate strategy, key executive appointments, and changes to the structure of the business. We've set a solid foundation to enable future success, and we're already seeing the early benefits, reflected in our improved share price over the past 12 months. Alison's first year at the helm. This marks the first full year with Alison in post as Chief Executive. Over the past 12 months, the executive leadership team has been accelerating the transformation of the business so that we're better able to serve our customers while focusing BT on our core operation, providing leading connectivity in the UK. Our emphasis on putting customers at the heart of our decision-making has already started to yield positive results, with improved customer satisfaction scores across the business. The same people-led approach internally has also been key to building employee engagement, which has been instrumental in navigating the challenges of the past year. Our leadership is steering us towards a bright future, and I have full confidence in the Executive Committee's vision and execution. FY25 Investment and Dividend. BT is currently the largest investor in UK infrastructure of the company listed on the FTSE 100. In the last 5 years, our cumulative CapEx investment has been £24.3 billion against a backdrop of investment in UK infrastructure slowing or falling behind schedule. The connectivity our next generation networks provide will play a critical role in strengthening our customer base and long-term financial health, while also underpinning economic growth and wider societal benefits. We've reconfirmed our financial targets for the coming years as we move towards our free cash flow targets of £2 billion in FY27 and £3 billion in FY30. This gives us confidence to maintain a progressive dividend policy, and we raised our dividend for FY25 by 2% to 8.16 pence per share, reflecting our commitment to delivering value to our shareholders while continuing to invest in the future growth of the company. Societal benefits. It's our mission to connect for good and make a positive impact on society. This year, we launched our first climate transition plan, which outlined our future ambitions, aiming to achieve net zero carbon emissions in our operations by 2031 and for the full value chain by March 2041, transitioning the majority of our vehicles to electric or zero emission by March 2031, sending zero waste to landfill by 2030, reducing our network's energy consumption annually, building towards a circular BT group by 2030, and a circular tech and telco ecosystem by 2040. As well as benefiting the communities we serve, these efforts enhance our long-term resilience, ensuring we have the strategy and capacity to navigate the uncertainties of climate change. By setting clear targets and tracking our progress, we're holding ourselves accountable and demonstrating our position as a climate leader. Our work towards these ambitions is already well underway too, as evidenced by BT Group making the UK's largest ever commercial electric vehicle fleet order earlier this year. In addition to our environmental initiatives, we're also focused on creating wider social value. Our inclusion programs aim to bridge the digital divide and ensure that everyone can reap the benefits of next-generation networks, from access to education, health and government services, through to connectivity that enables businesses to work more quickly and flexibly, boosting productivity and growth. We're also committed to ensuring these benefits are realized safely and securely as we all face a growing range of online threats. Stakeholder relations. Like all organizations, we're navigating an increasingly complex geopolitical and trading environment, making our wider stakeholder relationships more important than ever. Our engagement with the government and regulatory bodies has been instrumental in shaping policies that support the growth and development of our business and the telecommunications sector. In the UK, while we were impacted by changes announced in the 2024 autumn budget, we have engaged strongly with the UK government since their election last year. Fundamentally, we share their ambition to drive economic growth for the UK, and our ongoing investments in digital infrastructure will be crucial to achieving this goal. Our relationship with Ofcom remains a key priority, and we welcome their Telecoms Access Review update this year, which focuses on providing the long-term certainty and predictability needed for major investors such as BT Group. We also led the industry in switching from CPI plus to pounds and pence consumer price increases before regulatory intervention, giving customers greater clarity on their billing after high inflationary pressures in recent years. Our collaboration with stakeholders extends beyond government and regulators. We've continued to engage openly with our customers, employees, suppliers and communities to undertake their needs and expectations, building trust and strengthening relationships with the wide range of stakeholders who are critical to our future success. Board changes. Isabel Hudson stepped down at the conclusion of the 2024 AGM, having served 9 years on the board. We've welcomed 3 new independent non-executive directors to the board during the year. Tushar Mortzaria joined on the 7th of May 2024, Sir Alex Chisholm joined on the 16th of September 2024, and Rima Qureshi joined on the 2nd of March 2025. These appointments have added a significant breadth of experience to the board, allowing us to increase our focus on complementing the existing skills on the board and ensure continued diversity of expertise and viewpoints. Directors' election, re-election. The board believes that each director who is being put forward for election or re-election at this AGM brings considerable knowledge, wide-ranging skills and experience to the board, making an effective and valuable contribution and continues to demonstrate commitment to their role. The board considers all of the independent non-executive directors standing for election or re-election to be independent in according with the UK Corporate Governance Code 2018. I was independent when appointed as chairman. Resolutions. At this year's AGM, we're proposing 24 resolutions. The board believes that all of the revolutions set out in this notice of meeting are in the best interests of BT Group and its shareholders as a whole, and unanimously recommends that shareholders vote in favour of all the resolutions being proposed at the AGM. All directors who own ordinary shares intend to vote in favour of all of the resolutions being proposed. The resolutions being proposed are set out on pages 10 to 17. Shareholders can find an audio version of this document at bt.com/AGM, together with our annual report 2025 and other shareholder information at bt.com/annual report. Attendance and voting at the AGM. The 2025 AGM will be a combined online and physical meeting, hybrid meeting. To attend the meeting online, shareholders are invited to participate via a live webcast, which can be accessed through meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-630-023-411. Details of how to attend the AGM online see pages 22 to 25. Details on how to attend the AGM in person see page 26. Your vote is important to us, and we encourage all shareholders to vote in advance by appointing a proxy, regardless of whether or not they intend to attend the AGM either in person or online. Our share registrar, Equiniti, must receive a shareholder's online or postal proxy appointment and voting instructions by 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 8th of July 2025 at the latest, to ensure that shareholders' vote is counted. In addition, we strongly recommend that shareholders appoint the chair of the AGM to act as their proxy to ensure their votes are counted. Voting on all resolutions on the day of the AGM will be by way of a poll. For further details about how shareholders can attend, ask questions and vote at the AGM, see pages 19 to 21. Looking forward, there remains a great deal to be done to truly transform BT Group, but we've made significant progress over the past year. I would like to thank my fellow board members, our executive leadership team, and most of all, our people for their drive and commitment to delivering this. The foundations we've built position us well for the future. I'm more confident than ever that the changes we're making are bringing clear rewards today and will deliver long-term benefits for our customers, our shareholders, and UK society as a whole. Adam Crozier, Chairman, 28th of May 2025. View this document online at bt.com/AGM. Who may attend the AGM? All joint holders can attend and speak at the meeting, whether in person or online. If more than one joint holder votes, only the vote of the first shareholder listed on the register of members will be counted. We will ask you to comply with any safety and security measures we put in place, and will refuse entry if you do not comply with these. For security reasons and to speed up admission, please do not bring suitcases, large bags, cameras, laptops, or recording devices to the meeting. If you do, we may ask you to leave them in a designated area at your own risk for collection after the meeting. No one attending the meeting may bring leaflets, banners, whistles, or other items which may be used for disruptive purposes into the venue. We believe it is important that those attending the meeting behave with courtesy and respect for others. Behaving in an abusive, derogatory, or disruptive manner will not be tolerated at the meeting. Should you wish to attend the AGM, you can do this online via a live webcast, which can be accessed through web.lumiagm.com/133-807-915 or in person. Should you wish to attend the AGM in person, please ensure you register your intention to attend in advance via our website bt.com/AGM. When you submit your vote online at shareview.co.uk or by ticking the box on your proxy card when returning it, you are reminded that your personal data will be processed for the purposes of the AGM in line with our privacy notice at bt.com/shareholder-privacy. How can I ask a question? We recognise the importance of shareholders being able to ask questions. You can submit a question relating to the business of the AGM in the following ways. 1. In advance of the AGM, by completing the form on our website bt.com/AGM and including your shareholder reference number, SRN, as provided on your proxy card and your AGM notification letter. Any questions submitted via the website must be submitted by 2 p.m. on the 8th of July 2025. 2. Online via web.lumiagm.com/133-807-915 or 3. By submitting a question at any of the question registration points at the venue. We strongly encourage you to submit your question in advance, as we intend to answer questions in the order in which they are submitted to us by shareholders. Questions submitted online will be moderated before being sent to the chair of the AGM. This is to avoid repetition and to ensure an orderly meeting. The chair of the AGM cannot deal with individual customer service issues. If you have a question relating to an individual customer service issue, to ensure a timely response and resolution, please submit these by email to agm@bt.com. How can I vote at the AGM? If you are on the BT Group PLC Register of Members at 6:30 p.m. on the 8th of July 2025, you are entitled to attend, speak, and vote at the AGM, whether in person or online. The number of shares you hold at this time will decide how many votes you or your proxies will have on a poll. Changes after that time will not be taken into account. Voting on all matters will be on a poll. You can find more information about appointing a proxy in the notes on your proxy card. Whether or not you intend to attend the meeting in person or online, we strongly encourage you to appoint the chair of the AGM, as opposed to any other person, to act as your proxy to ensure your vote is counted. If, for instance, you or that other person are not able to attend the meeting online or in person, if the chair of the AGM is appointed as your proxy, he or she will vote in accordance with any instructions given to him or her. If he or she is given discretion as to how to vote, the chair of the AGM will vote in line with the board's recommendation on all of the resolutions being proposed at the AGM. You can submit your vote online at shareview.co.uk. If you have not registered for a ShareView portfolio, you will need to register at shareview.co.uk. You will need your SRN as shown on your proxy card or AGM notification letter. To vote by post, please complete, sign and return your proxy card to our share registrar, Equiniti. Equiniti must receive your online or postal proxy appointment and voting instructions by 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 8th of July 2025 at the latest to ensure they are counted. If you return your proxy card to Equiniti, please ensure that you keep a record of your SRN prior to posting. You will need your SRN if you intend to attend the meeting online. Neither the completion and return of a proxy card in hard copy nor voting online in advance of the AGM will prevent you from attending, speaking and voting at the AGM in person or online if you wish. If you are attending the meeting in person, please bring your poll card to vote. You will be provided with details at the meeting of how to submit your vote in person should you wish to do so. If you are attending the meeting online, you can submit your vote via web.lumiagm.com bit.ly/133-807-915. How will I know if any changes have been made to the current AGM arrangements? You're encouraged to monitor our website bt.com/AGM for any changes to the information in this notice of meeting in relation to the current arrangements for the AGM. Where appropriate, we may also notify shareholders by way of a stock exchange announcement. How can I find out the results of the voting at the AGM? The voting results will be announced by way of a stock exchange announcement and published on the website as soon as reasonably practicable following the conclusion of the AGM. Will there be any catering at the meeting? We will be providing limited catering. What facilities do you have for shareholders with disabilities? For those attending online, sign language interpretation will be available, and the meeting will be simultaneously transcribed online. The venue is wheelchair accessible and has the following facilities: sound amplification, induction loop, and signed language interpretation. If I attend the AGM in person, what do I need to bring with me? Please bring your poll card, proxy card, if you have retained this, or email notification or AGM notification letter with you to help with identification. You may also find it helpful to bring this notice of meeting with you to refer to during the meeting. Safety and security. We will ask you to comply with any safety and security measures we put in place and will refuse entry if you do not comply with these. For security reasons and to speed up admission, please do not bring suitcases, large bags, cameras, laptops, or recording devices to the meeting. If you do, we may ask you to leave them in a designated area at your own risk for collection after the meeting. No one attending the meeting may bring leaflets, banners, whistles, or other items which may be used for disruptive purposes into the venue. We believe it is important that those attending the meeting behave with courtesy and respect for others. Behaving in an abusive, derogatory, or disruptive manner will not be tolerated at the meeting. Equiniti contact information. Please contact the shareholder helpline for any further assistance via +44 808 100 4141. Please use a country code if calling from outside the UK. Lines are open 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. UK time, Monday to Friday, excluding public holidays in England and Wales. For deaf and speech impaired customers, Equiniti welcomes calls via Relay UK. Please see relayuk.bt.com for more information. You can find information on how to manage your shareholdings at help.shareview.co.uk. If contacting Equiniti via post, please use the following address: Equiniti, Aspect House, Spencer Road, Lancing, West Sussex, BN99 6DA, United Kingdom, and please include a daytime telephone number. Thank you.